Yo, what's going on, guys? What's happening? It's your boy J Cobb, man, and welcome to another episode of the Cobb Cast on the go, guys. So, here's the deal, man. First of all, this is going to be a pretty interesting episode here, all right? And typically, when I do these on the go episodes, I'm actually like on the go, but I'm actually sitting in my living room this morning, and I decided to do this one here from the house, all right? And guys, I really want you guys to pay close attention to this episode, all right? And I titled this The Secret to Longevity. And I'm one of those type people, guys, that I pay very close attention to my surroundings, all right? I'm not the type of guy that's just walking around and, like wide-eyed and, paranoid and things like that. But I do pay attention to a lot of things, right? I'm very aware. I'm very in tune with what's going on around me. And this is something that I want you guys to start doing after this episode, okay? So, episode 8, all right? And I titled it The Secret to Longevity. But before we dive into the actual episode, let me just set the ride. I like to set the ride, guys. So currently I'm in my living room right now, and I just finished fixing my coffee. All right, I have my book right here to the left of me. I'm actually diving into some reading when I finish this episode. I've lit some sage for those that do some smudging and like to cleanse your area or your home or your office. Got some sage burning, and I actually got my eggs in there boiling. So that's just a ride right now. But of course, my little sidekick, I got a little Yorkie for those that don't know, by the name of Marley, and he's right here, right beside me as always, if you've seen him in some of my videos. But let's set this right, man. All right. So the secret of longevity, guys, all right. So I told you guys that I'm always paying attention to my surroundings. And most mornings, guys, when I'm at my job, I go take these walks, right? I normally walk about, 2 to 3 blocks or so away from, my station. For those that don't know, I'm a full-time career firefighter. And, as I'm walking, I'm just, basically enjoying nature, enjoying my coffee. Sometimes I have a podcast and myself, listening to some type of content. However, I used to notice this older lady that always used to plant flowers and things, right, in her yard. So some mornings I come through, she may be outside sweeping her sidewalk, she may be watering her plants, right? She's always, doing something out in the yard when I do see her. So, you know how you see someone, and the most we've said to each other was, good morning, how are you? I'm fine. And that pretty much be it. Never had a, conversation with her. But I've always, treated her with the utmost respect. Like, if I see her, I speak, and vice versa, right? So, this storm come through a few months back, and it was a tornado, right? And this tornado went through this neighborhood, and the only house that this tornado hit was this older lady's house, right? And it's weird how that hit. I mean, how that happened, because it hit like her house and then like a school like right across the street. But all the other houses are fine. But anyway, it hit her house, right? So mind you, time has went on, a few months went by, and I'm doing my normal walk, and I see this lady, this older lady, like actually walking towards me, right? And she had these bags of vegetables. So, she brought me the vegetables, and she was like, "Hey, she kind of, we both recognized this. Hey," and I said, "How's it going?" I said, "You the lady, used to be up." She said, "Yeah, the storm came and it hit my house. I lost everything, and luckily I had a son that stayed right here. So I'm staying with my son until I get everything situated, and I'll be back, rebuilding my home." And that's okay, well, great. So she got to talking, and she was like, "Yeah, I'm 91 years old." I'm like, "What? 91? Right?" She was like, "Yeah, I'm 91 years old." And I mean, the thing what took me back, it was like, she don't have this hump in her back, right? She walked perfectly fine. She really doesn't look 91. Of course, you can see some age, but she don't look 91. And not toting the oxygen tank, she seemed to be in good health, right? And I took the vegetables and things she gave me, and that was it, right? So of course, I consumed the vegetables, and about a week or two went by. So I'm on my walk again, and I end up crossing this lady while walking, right? So, and I asked her, I said, "Look, real quick. You did say you was 91, right?" She was like, "Yeah." I said, "Well, tell me this." I said, "What's your secret? All right, what is your secret?" And she kind of smiled and she said, "Well, here's the secret, right? And this is really what this content is solely about, because I'm getting information from someone that has done 91 years here, right? Seem to be in good health, seem to be in good spirits. I want to know what is it that they're doing that I can implement in my life, right?" And she made it very simple. And she said, the first thing she said, just be good, right? Simple as that, be good. She said, the second thing is treat people right. And she said, the third thing, just take care of yourself. And she said, God will take care of the rest. And I was just like, wow. Like, you know what I mean? And it was just because I feel like we as people, we complicate things, right? Us as human beings, we make things complicated. And just to hear that, you know, not knowing what that person's been through, right? And the past trauma, I think she mentioned she had, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say 7 or 8 siblings, if I'm not mistaken, or 11 siblings, something like that. And I think she said that four to eight of them is still around, something like that. So it was more than half of them that was still, you know, here living. But for her to just simply just break it down, just to be good to people. I mean, just be good, she said. Then she said, treat people right. And then she said, take care of yourself and God would, you know, take care of the rest. And basically that's my message to you and also my question to you, right? When I say be good, what does that mean to you? What does being good mean to you? Okay? And it's more like an accountability question. It's more like an honor box, right? I mean, I can sit here and say, okay, well, this is my definition of being good, but that may not suit you. It may not fit your life, right? Or to you, that may not be what you classify as good. But just to understand that when she said be good, you know, we got to ask ourselves, what are we doing that we can say, you know what, this right here is being good, right? The same thing with treating people right. Right. What is your definition of treating people right? Right? Are you leaving people with the impression of increase? Are you kind to people? Right. Are you a cheerful giver? Like, what does that mean to you? And the third one was take care of yourself. And I mean, as simple as this, like, how do you feel about you? Right. When you wake up, what's the first thoughts on your mind? When you look in the mirror, what do you see? Right. What foods do you consume? What conversations do you consume? What conversations do you start? What energies do you possess? Right? And simply saying that God will take care of the rest, guys, it's I mean, it's self-explanatory, right? You create the life that you live in your mind. And I feel like those three components, being good, treating people right, taking care of yourself, has nothing but great things waiting for you. And I just thought that this 91-year-old secret would be something that you guys could appreciate. And I know for myself, I couldn't wait to share this with you guys. I've been had this content, you know, for a few days now. However, I knew that this would be a great episode, guys. And that's why I called it The Secret to Longevity, guys. A 91-year-old secret that a lady, you know, share with me, guys, that seem to be in good spirits, good health, and she's still here. And I just wanted to, you know, share that with you guys this morning. But really, really take heed to this, guys. Really think about this and ask yourself these questions, all right? So other than that, man, look, you guys have an amazing day. And let me know, like, from this episode, what is your biggest takeaway, man? And if you really enjoyed this, if you feel that someone else could benefit greatly from this, be sure to share this audio with them. And Also, guys, look, if you have some grandparents in your life or you have some parents in your life that may be of age, man, you know, start asking them different questions like, you know, what's the secret, right? What would you do differently, right? Start picking these people's brains, guys, because this right here can only make your life better, guys, all right? So you guys have an amazing day, man, and I'll holler at you guys later. It's your boy, J. Cobb. Be humble, be consistent, be you.